Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, May 6, 2014, and this is Jeffrey Tondis reporting. I am a member of Washington, D.C. Council 21 and the United Master Executive Council Communication Committee Vice Chairperson, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. This past Friday, management quietly contacted the United Flight Attendants who are participating in the partnership program. They advised these flight attendants that for the June schedule month, they would be able to pick up additional hours or break their partnerships. Management's reasons, unanticipated and temporary increases to the United aircraft schedule. Management didn't broadcast this news and instead allowed the union to be the bearer of informing the flight attendants of their inability to manage our aircraft and staffing schedules. Management was able to determine that they needed an unnecessary and excessive number of flight attendant reduction late last year, resulting in pressure to participate in a crossover and ultimately ending in the involuntary furlough of 111 of our members. This they were sure of, however, when as many of our most junior members were subject to furlough on April 1st, 2014, management wasn't aware of these increases for the June flying schedule. The solution, of course, bring back the 111 involuntary furloughs. Obvious. But no, management doesn't want to do that. And the traditional summer increase, unanticipated June flying, is temporary. Of course, 111 flight attendants could easily be managed through discretionary time off programs and utilizing existing contractual provisions to adjust the schedules and flying. But once again, management digs in their heels, rejects our advocacy to solve their problems and restore our flying partner to work, and chooses instead to further manage their mess by potentially breaking partnerships. How much more obvious could it be to management's goal is not to effectively manage our overages or underages, but looks more like a desire to justify an unnecessary involuntary furlough. We received an overwhelming amount of concern from our members, both those on partnership and those not, who see what it is happening for what it really is. We've heard from those participating in the partnership program that they bid to be in the partnership program for reasons of schedule flexibility, so they could pursue other activities for the duration of the partnership. They are now being asked to once again fix management's mistakes. Each flight attendant participating in the partnership program should decide for themselves what choice is best. Clearly, there are better options for management to solve their problem. Each of you should carefully think of your options and decide what you feel is the best choice to make about keeping or breaking your partnerships. Take the time to think about your choice. Talk to your family and friends and make an informed and deliberate decision. Again and again, we find ourselves at crossroads with management. Each time we have the opportunity to make choices that benefit the company and the flight attendants. We've all seen firsthand the choices management has made and continues to make. While the partnership agreement does allow for up to 25% of the partnership for a specific month to be dissolved in inverse seniority order, it's never too late to make a better choice. Return an involuntary furlough flight attendants and move forward collaboratively. The 2014 Purser Recurrent Program awards are scheduled to be posted no later than May 7, 2014. Preference months are awarded in seniority order, and your award month will appear in your FA info screen in field number 7, adjacent to the words Purser LDR. The 2014 Purser Recurrent Training is scheduled to be held at Newark, Guam, Hong Kong, Dulles, Houston, Los Angeles, London, Chicago, and San Francisco. Dates for specific locations are June, August, September, October, and November. Check our website for specific details. Additional details will be published in the monthly bid cover package letter. Last week, Terminal C at Boston Logan International Airport became the new home for JetBlue as United moves our operations to Terminal B. We would like to send JetBlue a heartfelt thank you, as they will continue to honor our fallen heroes by flying the American flag at Gate C-19, honoring the flight attendants we lost on United 175. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we continue to build our collective future. After all, it's our future.